from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Israeli security forces shot and killed a Palestinian man who opened fire on them early Sunday in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli police and military had been looking for the suspect, whom they believed had carried out two shooting attacks on Israelis in the West Bank Saturday. Israeli police said the terrorist was found and surrounded. He pulled out his weapons at the Israeli security forces, and in response, the terrorist was killed in the West Bank village of Nabi Sela, near the city of Ramallah. One Palestinian was lightly wounded in the shooting. There were no Israeli casualties. Israel is allowing entry into a disputed Jerusalem holy place that is revered by Jews and Muslims after it was briefly closed in the wake of a deadly shooting attack last week by Arab citizens of Israel.
Israeli police reopened the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's Old City, the site Jews call the Temple Mount, after a shooting attack on Friday that killed two Israeli policemen and three Arab gunmen. New security measures are in place, including metal detectors and cameras. Deputy Jerusalem Police Commander Ami Eshed said the use of firearms at the holy place requires a crackdown. Eshed said all Muslim worshippers entering the site will be thoroughly checked, but he added the measures would be eased when the security situation permits, because it is impossible to check the tens of thousands of Palestinians who come to the mosque to pray on Fridays and on holidays. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.